92.9 and 96.5 WBPF, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Across the country, personal firearms have become the leading cause of death for children under the age of 19. Firearm-related deaths have increased 15% from 2020 into 2021. There were over 45,000 gun-related deaths of kids in 21, according to the New England Journal of Medicine. For the last 60 years, motor vehicle crashes used to be the leading cause of child deaths, but car safety has dramatically improved over that time. Unfortunately, nothing has been done, and nothing can be done, to improve gun safety in people's homes. You can tell people what they should do if they want to be a gun owner and have one in their home, and they'll yes you up and down and say, yeah, I'm going to keep it properly and securely and safely stored so my kids can't get to it, but they don't. That's why 65% of firearm deaths for kids are homicides, while 35% are categorized as suicide. Meanwhile, mass shootings by adults have dramatically risen over the last 20 years and continue to happen almost every day somewhere in America. In fact, some of them don't even get covered by the news media anymore.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.